get on that dragon. This is Game of Thrones. I'm your host, Tim Lanning, and joining me is Nika Howard.
Arr, it's me. I don't know why I wore the pirate. It kind of felt like you had a pirate theme, so I was going with it.
Felicia Perez.
Hi, I'm not a pirate.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I want to be a pirate because I found out that the American version of the hit show Vikings is edited and censored on our Amazon Prime videos and such. Isn't that
really
freaked up?
Yeah. Can't believe it. In this, the land of the free, you can't see titties.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could just go Google all the boob parts on the internet and, you know, who knows what I'll do. But, apparently they also cut out some of the gore and in case an episode is too long, they have to trim shit anywhere. So as I'm watching it, I'm like, was that editing bad because it was bad, or was that editing bad because it was the freaking History Channel cutting out a little bit? So I'm gonna have to buy the DVDs and watch it that way, and that's what
Damn.
I'm excited about.
I think
How
you have to say
doing?
Blu-rays now. I don't think it's DVDs anymore. I know you're DVDing, but
my opinion, DVDs are all discs. Thank you
forever.
Mm-hmm. I think, isn't that what boomers end up doing? They just call everything a...
Like a Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
how are y'all doing? You're in the same room.
We
it's
are.
So good.
Nika's in my house.
I'm sweating.
Well, I mean, it's such a steamy episode. This is episode 4, King of the Narrow Sea. Not entirely sure why they called it that. I mean, I guess it comes up for 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And then immediately he's like, I'm good. What's everyone's general thoughts on this, the 4th episode?
Wow. I don't want to say I loved it, but I had strong moments of enjoyment of this episode that were not correlated to family members bumping uglies.
Gotcha.
Nika screamed.
I did.
and my dogs were like, holy shit, what's happening? Because they were dead asleep. So I think, I don't know, it wasn't a good scream, I would have to say. You did not have a good scream.
I thought you meant it wasn't a good scream. Like, in my head, a good scream was like a horror scream. Like, that's a good scream.
Well, you weren't
like
screaming for something nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sounded like shit. let's take that scream from the top.
That was shit. Yeah. Can you do it again?
I liked it. Episode 4, weirdly an important episode because it's past the 3 episodes. Oh, we'll see. And I thought it was good. I thought, you know, we're getting into it, as I like to say. Things are getting quite intense. It feels like next episode is going to be when shit is going to extremely pop off.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. I'm also excited because I'm almost consistently wrong with my predictions, and I think that's good. And Jennifer is back. So when we were watching it, we paused it like 5 times, and we're like, wait a second. Isn't this what's going to happen? Oh, fuck. I thought that was what's going to happen. So I'm in a weird part where I know even less than the people who have never read the book because I have a faulty memory. And now I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure I remember what's going to happen now. And I'm excited for it. I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out. And what more can I say? But since Jennifer is back, we have a Jennifer update.
Yeah. Yes. On 2 episodes.
Yeah, 2 episodes. She loved them. 3 and 4, she fucking loved them.
Yes.
Yeah, she's pissed when we can't watch another.
I know. Dude, I want the next episode really bad after that episode. Like, that episode is the first one I think that's made me feel like, okay, I need the next one.
I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I just say, it's weird because you two are on the same screen, so it feels extremely like you guys are looking at me.
What are your thoughts, Tim?
I also liked it because there's nudity. Just kidding. But we did bring
there's
up the concept.
Yeah,
there's a penis. There's some homosexuality, which we think is good here. Explicit this time. And we have runners, multiple runners up for best butt of freaking King's Landing.
The homosexuality that you're talking about is when they held hands, right, and had a moment. Right?
Yes, that one. Yeah. Yeah. Not the dude sucking the dude's dick.
No.
Yeah. That was just
gross. He was
gross.
Just helping him. He got a sting from a jellyfish.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Or a spider bite. I don't remember which one
I got bit by a snake. Yeah. I'm a Peter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A snake bit his dick, and the other guy was being so kind as to suck it out.
That's so cool. It would be hilarious if they had someone pissing on someone. Damon's like, here, you're free to be who you are. It's just like peeing, just going to shower.
The super weird shit is what they should have gone with.
Yeah. And Trinidad's like, I think I want to be a caged bird, actually. This yeah. sucks.
You know that fucking, what was it? Tyson Lannister, Larson Lannister, what was his name?
Tylen?
No, what's the other one with the dumb name? Jason Lannister. Wow. He's probably in there. All the Lannisters have a piss kink. I'm going to say
for sure.
They yellow, love a golden yeah. shower. So he's probably so in there pissing on golden. Someone or getting pissed on.
Well, let's
you heard it here first.
Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. I have to assume that we are not the first person to ever say this. Perhaps I'm the first person on Cast of Thrones. I don't know. My memory doesn't work after my new brain pills 3 years ago and COVID. So yeah, I don't know what a memory is. Yeah. let's get freaking into it, right? Let's get freaking into the vaguely chronological dissection, our scientific style. And Rhaenyra is holding court for suitors in what I assume is in Storm's End, a.k.a. Barry B's house of splendor.
Barry B.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole line of cool dudes. Got a whole gaggle of people being like, you fucking suck.
Yeah, Lord Dondarrion.
He's so old.
He's old he's boy. So old. And he was so boring. She was like, get him out of here.
Yeah,
she was-
yeah that...
I will say, so the only problem I had with this episode is because last episode, I thought she was like, okay, I'm on board for the duties that I have to do. Mm-hmm. And this episode seemed like she forgot 100% that she was on board and decided yeah. to say, fuck that. I don't care about any of that and I'm doing yeah. what I want.
There's a world where that's like a legit critique on the program, but I think we're just supposed to, again, and I'm sure you agree, Rhaenyra kind of sucks.
No, but I don't agree. I like her. So there.
The fuck. Well, okay. I shouldn't have said she sucks, and we all agree on that. I should have said Rhaenyra does not make always the best mistakes, and she does not always progress forward and continue to progress forward.
She's a teen.
Been about a year.
Yeah.
I don't. Is it a year? I don't think it's a whole year,
dude. It's
well,
so
actually, no. That baby was a butterball. So
yeah,
maybe.
It was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
that was really the only time. Idea that
exactly.
We got.
Allison didn't have big ass belly. It feels like it picks up right off. You know the
baby looked very old, like way but, older.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the new baby, I don't know that baby's name.
Helena.
Yeah,
oh, it's a girl.
Yes,
they good didn't say it. It was in something like after.
They
or
didn't
like,
say
her
name. But
there might have been actually like a caption or something where it was like Helena crying.
It was like this baby won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
The best way to learn characters' names is put captions on because some of them they just simply don't say it, and then you have to be like, oh, that was that guy, which is helpful to be honest with you. But so it's a big baby, so I assume a year, give or take.
We just have to assume that it took Damon, I guess, that long to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know. Oh, no, I think it's been 6 months because I think they say at one point that her suitor thing was supposed to be 6 months long and then she cut it a little short or something.
Like 2 months short.
So it's that baby was really big.
Yeah, that and her belly was really big. So we have no
it's
idea.
It's just a big baby.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I think this is supposed to be vaguely 6 years to this one's supposed to be a year, and that's anywhere between 6 months to 15 months. Who cares? And I think we're real close to the new actress. And what I should have thought, what I was wrong about the thing, and now I'm moving my prediction to the end of episode 5 is where
good choice.
But also, I think my real prediction is episode 6 we'll have the new actors.
Yeah, I don't know if anything will happen, if they'll show it to us in episode 5 or not. But it is the last episode with them, I believe.
Yeah, my goddamn opinion is that they should change them one at a time. It should have been new Alicent actress and just walking up talking to young Rhaenyra and all of us be like, what's happening? Who is this person?
Never talk about it. Yeah.
Never talk about it. I mean, they did that with Darian in the...
Dario,
thank you.
Darian's from Sailor Moon.
I've never seen Sailor Moon.
Oh, it's the English version, but yeah.
I think I just think of Beric Dondarrion constantly. Yeah. And so,
well, we got Lord Dondarrion. Yeah. That was the first time we've seen another Dondarrion.
I do think his name was Beric.
I don't think they said his first name.
I thought he was a predecessor.
It's definitely a predecessor of some sort, but...
Yeah. Oh, well, for sure.
Yeah.
He's not the most interesting thing that we saw. The most interesting thing that we saw was the little nerdy boy, Blackwood,
mm-hmm.
comes up, and she's pissed. She's like, first we get an old dude, yeah. now a child, which yeah. you're a child, so shut up.
Shut up.
But, you know, he talks some shit, and he's got Bracken on the side just egging him on. And that dude is treating it like it's what's the house, you were a sorority, what's the other one, fraternity,
yes.
I know words. I too have had COVID and brain pills, difficult. So he's treating it like a fraternity on the side where he's just talking mad shit about Lord Blackwood, and he's really pissing that little kid off.
Yeah, he gets some good zinger. He does call him the C word, which is really funny. I don't know where I know Blackwood's from. Jennifer and I thought it was from the Telltale video game, but I don't know if they show up there at all. But that's like a Northern House is like the main family from that.
So book-wise, they're known to have a feud with the Brackens. That's like mm-hmm. their thing.
To hate each other. I looked it up, yeah. and apparently this actually happened in the book. But the funny thing is that the Bracken guy won. So for the show, they're just like, let's have the little kid kill this guy. And yeah. I agree. And
it was great. It was good.
That guy deserved to die because he was a prick. Exactly. And in the Game of Thrones, if you're a prick, you die, in my opinion. Exactly. Well, actually, if you're a prick, you probably live.
I was going to say that. I don't know if that's true. But yeah, I liked this. The little guy won.
Yeah.
He won one for all the nerds.
Yeah.
You know, his little speech, very reminiscent of Lenor's speech of like, our houses will be good together.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about like, hey, we helped you guys conquer the Riverlands back in the day. And she's just being rude. She is being very rude.
But I do feel like she probably recognizes that it's a really rehearsed speech. Like, he's not there because he probably wants to be. So I feel like she's going from one extreme of like old guy right. to child again. So she's like, I'm done.
It is kind of funny. She said last episode, no one's here for me. And in this episode,
everyone.
She's like,
they're literally standing in line.
Yeah. But then again, she does say in this episode, they're still not here for me. They're here for my title. I'm like,
yeah, true.
Duh.
Welcome to the Game of Thrones.
Now I'm rewinding and I've decided that her mom is bad because why was she not trained? Why was this not beat out of her? It's the Middle Ages. Middle Ages.
Alicent did try whenever they were going over the lessons and stuff. And she's like, you have to listen. And then Rhaenyra like repeated the lesson back. So I feel like they made her seem early on like she was going to be real good at this political stuff.
That's true. That's a good point.
And now she's like, I don't want to do it.
It's because she has the blood of the dragon. Mm. And it's chaos.
Yeah.
So true. The gods flip a coin on the Targaryens and the realm holds its breath. So I'm definitely not on Team Rhaenyra, unfortunately. But I guess I do like that one of the main characters here is consistently making poor decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
To be fair, look at her dad.
Yeah, she learned uh-huh. it from him.
At least she's making a decision, am I right?
Yeah, true. She has more balls to make a decision than he does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And more fingers.
All right. In the last episode, they didn't edit out his green screen fingers.
Yeah.
I watched it again yesterday and I couldn't tell. Yeah. One, they probably edited it out already. Two, yeah. it's like such a small baby frame.
Yeah, who cares?
People are just looking for shit. Which, again, that's really embarrassing.
How do people find that stuff? Are they just literally going yes. frame by frame on things?
Correct.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I think people do that.
A coffee cup?
I didn't notice the coffee cup the first time. And it was way more noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was funny. Idiots. She's on her way back on her cool-ass boat, and she gets fucking strafed by Daemon on a stupid
Daemon, dragon. I don't think there's no way he knew it was her, right?
But, like, how could you? But
he did it to look cool, though.
He
definitely was fucking around. He was just showing off.
How many people would have cool ships like hers? Like, is that just a special envoy for, like, the Targaryens?
But there's no way he would know that she was out there,
coming back early.
There's not no way. It's been 9 months, give or take 5 months, either direction.
Well, they're not writing to his ass.
Yeah.
So we saw what happened last time he got a letter. No one sent another letter.
I think I saw a joke of like, that's why they use ravens now.
Yeah.
Did you say that last episode? I don't remember. My brain doesn't work. Did you post that in our G chat? I don't remember it either.
All I remember is the crab dancing.
Yes.
I like the crab. That was a good crab dance.
More crab.
Yeah, I mean, Damon knows it's all about shots on goal. So while he may not know that this is a main character of the TV program, he's still going to be a naughty little guy. He's a little fucker.
Yeah, he likes to show off. It made Rhaenyra give a little smile, unfortunately.
Yeah. She's like, oh my god, that's my cheeky uncle. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He just does stuff. It's funny.
And I think I was so focused on them being at odds that I kind of put on blinders at how much they do like each other.
Even
when I'm like actively saying the phrase out loud for like the first episode or whatever, I'm like, oh man, look at them. They're obviously going to go head to head immediately. And then just kind of forget like, oh, they are like buds and they talk to each other in their twin language and shit like that.
Yeah. It's weird, but it is cool to see like, because she does, her character really does seem to come alive whenever he is on screen and she is around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be intentional good acting or written into whatever. But I think that's really interesting. And I think that makes you want to see them interact.
For sure.
Because of, like, it's good. It's fun to see them have moments where they're speaking Valyrian and everything. And, like, kind of connecting with each other and having each other because they're both people who don't. But then you're like, this is what has to come of it.
Yeah, I can't wait till she's older. It will feel a lot less weird.
Yeah.
Right, because even though she's vaguely 18 now, it does feel a little strange because I don't know if you noticed that it's the same actor as when she was 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels weird.
Yeah.
Don't love it. But she beats him back to court. Not sure why.
How? He had to go, I don't know, feed the dragon?
He probably went to a brothel.
Yeah.
He had to feed the dragon.
They unleashed the dragon for sure.
I mean, the dragon pit is so far away.
It's kind of far away.
No, I mean, it's, I'm sure he just took his time being a little rascal. Had to have time for the court to get all together.
He had to get a haircut. Yeah.
He had to get a haircut.
To show off.
What do we think of the haircut?
I love it.
It was really good when it was messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it was messy, it looked real good.
When I saw the next time on, I was big team. I don't like it because I just got used to his Legolas hair. I loved it. Huge fan of the new hair.
So good.
It really helped the character for me.
I wonder if they realized that and that's why he got the snip.
The chop.
Yeah, he, like, it sucks.
He had to do it for the crown. He was like, it looks bad with this driftwood crown. So I'm going to get a haircut and I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
And piss off my brother again.
He's in his real fuckboy phase.
Big time.
Phase? I think that's his whole life. But yeah, apparently he's the king of the, what is it? King of the Narrow Sea. Mm-hmm. And he has this driftwood crown on him. And everyone's like, oh boy. Damon is still being Damon. And everyone holds their breath and like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. This
Yeah, everyone's sucks. Kind of expecting him to come in and be like, fuck you, brother.
Right.
It's my shit. And they're all like, ooh. And
Viserys very much is that way, too. He's like, so what does this mean to you that you're the king of the Narrow Sea? He's like, nothing. Here you go. I love you.
I love you, brother. Just and kidding.
Then, oh, my God. They hugged.
They hugged it out.
It was so cute. Like, Damon, that looked like he got all of the fulfillment that he ever wanted from someone.
But just kidding. He didn't.
But then he's like, I want more.
But it wasn't enough. He didn't get what he really wanted.
No.
Younger brothers are always reaching up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't
know. As someone with a younger brother, I don't know what that means because I'm pretty sure he's the favorite.
I don't have a brother. True.
That's a good point.
My mom would definitely crown him if she could.
Everyone in my family says I'm the best.
Are you the baby?
You're the baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm not the baby grandchild, but yet grandparents are still like, this kid rocks. It's giving me some issues. I thought Allison looked great in this next scene where they're at this little party where Viserys and Daemon are buds. And you can totally tell that he's so happy. Viserys is so happy to have his big little brother back and just be the bud out. And like, you know, this is the way I feel whenever I haven't seen my family for a while and we get drunk with each other or see someone from high school. Sure, we might be saying the same stories that we said 8 years ago when we last saw each other, but it just feels so good.
It gives me big, like, Thanksgiving Day energy when everyone gets together, and maybe if you have brothers, they're being a little bit more of assholes than they normally would be because they're together, and they're kind of, like, picking on you, and you're like,
yes.
All right, because Allison is like, oh, maybe he wants to see the orgy tapestries.
They're new.
And I mean, I feel like he would be into it. She wasn't wrong.
No.
And he laughs at her like she's the biggest idiot that has ever existed. I was like, damn. So he was kind of mean there. I don't know.
Yeah, I that's a very good way to say it. He was, Viserys was so rude at this moment, and Daemon was just kind of polite.
Yeah.
You know, not overly nice, but again, Alicent is just trying to melt the weird ice between Viserys, Daemon, and Rhaenyra. And Viserys, the fool, is, no, I just want to keep drinking and chatting and laughing with my brother.
Yeah, and then Rhaenyra's like, you know what? I want to go see these tapestries.
I like orgies.
But so she says, I want to go see the tapestries. And then, like, Viserys gives her this look that's like, okay, so go. Like, no one's stopping you. And, like, kind of, I feel like blows her off because he's still mad at her for skipping out on the tour.
Yeah, they haven't, like, talked since.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And then Daemon, like, he just says one line to her, but it's, like, something just acknowledging that she had said something, that she wanted it, and it was just that acknowledgement of her. And then she's like, fine, well, I'll just go alone.
Yeah, I think he, like, you know, nods his head and says, like, good to see you, princess.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I don't know.
Something
I
along
just,
those lines.
I think she maybe expected him to walk away with her because they always hang out. And Viserys, they were Viserys and Daemon were hanging out, and she was like, "All right, whatever, nerds."
It's a very odd play from Rhaenyra. Why does she say this other than to be kind of a brat? I respect it regardless.
Well, I think she was trying to be nice to Alicent.
Yeah,
I saw it as it being like, "Oh yeah, I'll go look at him." I think it was more of a, "No, it's fine that you said that," but Viserys was just a dick, and he was like, he doesn't want to see that, but he definitely wants to see my Valyria castle.
I mean, that thing is sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie. If it was a Lego set, I'd probably buy it.
Then Rhaenyra just goes and sits off by herself.
Well, Alicent follows her, right?
Yeah, but the good thing is that Rhaenyra was committed to sitting by herself.
Yeah.
If Alicent didn't come, Rhaenyra's like, this is where I am.
I'm just going to sit here and look at this tree. Yeah.
I don't even fucking care.
They have the heart to heart because she's kind of being a spoiled brat. And Alicent is like, oh, you have everyone lining up for you. How terrible.
Right.
And as we know, she didn't get quite of a choice. I mean, she married the king, but she didn't get a real choice.
They're kind of putting like the worst that each other has. They're like, oh, well, you know, how horrible it is you have suitors lining up. And she's like, oh, well, how horrible it is, like, you're the queen and everything. But then it like kind of the reality hits them of like what it is. And they're like, oh, but like, that's, I don't know. It's like a connection, a moment of connection that they share where they have an understanding. Like, they don't have the bitterness and rivalry between them in that moment. Yeah.
They definitely feel like friends, more so friends in this episode than they have since the first episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we're supposed to see Rhaenyra as being alone, and yet they're constantly showing how completely alone Alicent is.
Yeah.
And it does a very convenient, easy, lean sort of filmmaking style of making us be like, come on, Rhaenyra, you fucking suck. Be nice to Alicent. Like, her line, like, most people don't even get a choice of two people, much less like 200, I thought was like hit real home. But again, Rhaenyra's just like, well, they don't want me, they want the seat. And Alicent's like, no shit, don't be a dumbass.
Right. Like, at least you get a choice.
High lord, yeah, exactly. High family marriages are for politics. Again, her mama should have taught her that, or an aunt, or grandma.
She should know. There's no reason she shouldn't know. She's being a Disney princess about it.
Yeah. Yep.
Just because she doesn't want to accept it doesn't mean it isn't going to happen or it isn't her reality.
True. The concept of her not being able to ever, like, she should have lost her ability to become the heir the moment she said she doesn't want to get married. It's like, do you know how many people are going to fucking die if you don't have a kid? In the way, like, was it last episode where Viserys is like, no, you're going to get married and you're going to have kids because you have to strengthen your claim. Mm-hmm. He's like telling her how it is. And sure, you know, we can't be girl boss about it because we live in the patriarchal society here in Westeros. But it's like, everyone's giving you good advice and also listening to you and also like not calling you a dum-dum. So everyone's like being very gentle and pushing Rhaenyra to the right choices, and she's simply not making them. Again, not – she's a kid. What are you going to do? She's a spoiled little kid. Her parents' fault It's very fun to blame Viserys for everything, and I think one is fair to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to like defend him in this situation at all.
I do really like what they did for Alicent here. So like, book Alicent is very. I don't like her. Nobody liked her. I don't think anyone liked her. I'm sure someone liked her, but most people didn't like her. This version of Alicent, I really, really like. And I like that they said, Rhaenyra said something about, oh yeah, being confined to a castle made to born, you know, a bunch of babies. Oh,
God, yeah.
And man. It's like, Alicent looked at her like, bro.
Yeah.
You literally just described my life and it fucking sucks. Yeah,
they purposely zoomed right in on Alicent's face. Yeah,
and that was such a good moment because I think like, they don't, you know Alicent doesn't love what's happening, but they don't mm-hmm. show you until this episode how mm-hmm. much she fucking hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how alone she is, because it's only her dad right now, right? And then later on in the episode, we find out he's gone too. So she's really, yeah. I mean, she's really going to be completely alone. Even if her dad sucks, at least it's somebody on her side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel bad for her. It makes me sad.
For sure. But she does get through to Rhaenyra here, I would say. Even the rest of the whoopsies that happen in the rest of this episode, I'm not going to chalk up to the same quote-unquote Rhaenyra, the, you know, brattiness.
I agree.
Maybe that's a charged term here, but like, it feels like this is what someone would do. This feels like, okay, one last hurrah. This is what countless movies are about.
Yeah.
Of like, all right, one last party. Surely we won't piss off the dean so bad and lose our scholarship.
Well, and this whole episode is like, Allison's situation is used to reflect Rhaenyra's situation as well, right? So it's Rhaenyra getting pleasure out of sex, doing what she wants at the last moment that she feels free. And then it's Alicent doing her duty and seeing how terrible that duty is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like they used the tournament scene, the jousting scene versus the birthing scene. Yeah. It's like, all right, let's use similar events happening at the same time to drive home our point. I think it's a really good, easy way to show the audience, here's what's happening. And it doesn't feel cheap. It doesn't feel overused. Like I was saying in episode one, how narrators can feel sometimes, or like flashbacks and things like this. This just feels like good ass TV making. So here we are, episode four. They're consistently making good ass choices. I still hear people that will not watch the program, and I don't blame them. It feels weird getting to episode four and being like, no, you should watch it. It's good. Or at least, I guess, wait till it's finished and we'll tell you if it ends good. And then wait till episode five of season five ends and we'll tell you if it's good.
Yeah. We'll see what happens at the very end.
But we'll see what happens, yeah.
They did hold hands, so they're in love. Period.
I feel like they don't, I don't know what the, I don't get any chemistry vibes from Rhaenyra and like any other character except for Daemon for 4 seconds.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm mostly joking, but yeah. they have a really good, I think, friendship that people at that age want to have really badly. Like two girls specifically that are in a world that they obviously don't get a lot of choice in, and Rhaenyra was born in privilege, Allison's privilege too, but they both have to do sucky things, and I think that it's just a really good little cute friendship. I just like to pretend that they're gay.
Okay, no, I agree with you. And I sometimes when I watch a program, I wish they were Choose Your Own Adventure, and I would be like, don't do anything bad and just hang out. It would make for a very boring show.
But I like it.
But I like it.
And I think the boring. Good. We did get food this episode a little bit.
Exactly. That's
a lemon
point.
Cake or a sugared lemon thing?
Well, there's a lot of food candied on the tables. Lemon? But yeah, she ate a little like orangey lemon looking thing.
Yeah, at first I thought it was a lemon cake and there was like a call out to Sansa, our good friend Sansa. But it might have been an orange. It might have not been. Regardless, I say it's lemon because that's an Easter egg in my opinion. Like Nika said. But then we get more food with... God, they're constantly eating. And I love it. With Rhaenyra and Daemon... chatting at the end of the party, I suppose, where everyone else has gone off and they're there, just the last people eating the last little bits of the buffet, which is what I love to be. That's the best time.
Oh, yeah. We see them, they're at the little Bran tree. Bran right now is getting all the tea. This is how he knows everything. And why he becomes king. Am I right?
Am I right? Who has the best story other than Bran? Am I right?
He's got all of them.
He does have all of them. Can't beat it. That's a good point. I wonder if they'll take one of the scenes that Bran sees and make it explicit right here. I forget all those scenes, but I'm pretty sure two of them are, or at least one of them is during this time frame. But I don't remember if that happens in the show
at all. That'd be cool.
The only thing I keep seeing is people keep popping up. There's a scene with Joffrey and Margaery when they're talking and they talk about the history and they talk about Rhaenyra. And people keep posting that little clip. So
she exists. See?
She's real. It's history.
I guess the point of this scene is just Alicent says, Rhaenyra, you have to do what you have to do because it's your duty and we don't have a choice. And then we get the Daemon version of it is just do it and fuck who you want.
Yeah, like, pretty much. He's like, you got to do it. He's like, think I like my wife? I fucking hate her. He's like, look at me. I haven't even been home. He hasn't home in like 4 years.
He's getting decent advice, I guess.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's she's a girl. Would do.
Yeah.
That's true. She's a girl. She can't do it. So it is legally bad advice, but
not after she gets married.
Yeah, but even then, you can't unless you're good with the maester and they keep giving you that
moon tea.
Yeah.
How many times can Westerosi Plan B before it's like gonna destroy your womb, though?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. I've no idea if the maesters have a better version than some of the ones we had way back in the day, but
I feel like Cersei would know.
Yeah, Cersei would absolutely know for sure.
Has she aborted a child?
I thought she said something where she wanted to get rid of Robert's kids.
That was the whole Gendry thing, wasn't it, in the show where she was like,
yeah, no, I mean explicitly. The fetus in her womb after Robert was sober enough to finish inside of her.
Oh yeah. She was like, let's do.
I believe that happened. Out. Not positive.
I think it happened.
Sounds
it
right.
Happened.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
It's like, we're saying, hey, get my brother over here.
It definitely happened. Am I right, guys? Even if it wasn't in the book. Am I right?
Exactly.
We get another small council scene. I was jonesing for it. It's been so long.
It has been a while, and they had a lot in the first couple episodes.
They had everyone at this small council, too. This wasn't like a regular small council where there's only one or two people.
Well, they've replaced people.
They have replaced people. I didn't realize that Tylet. I forget if Tylet is a new position, because they haven't
said that anyone. He's the master of ships now, right?
So that's where he's sitting, so that's my assumption. And maybe caption said it. I don't know. But they haven't said that anyone is like the master of whispers or anything like that.
They have not.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I thought like one of my four memories is there is someone who is explicitly that in this story. But I don't know if they just don't have it yet or if the white worm is going to be it. Who's to say?
My thought was that it was going to be Missaria, Daemon's ex-lover.
Yeah.
Well, she can't be on the council, though.
Well, no, but I thought that she was going to, like, kind of start the, like, whispers kind of thing. Like,
if they do not cast a character as the Master of Whispers, then, yeah, you're right. She will be the quote-unquote Master of Whispers who will report to the hand, who report to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we see that later in the episode, so it seems like they're probably just like, let's get lean. Otto can do it all. It's fine. Not a big deal. Otto rocks in a bad way. But yeah, we have Tyland, whatever his name is, sitting there as potentially the master of ships, most likely, unless there's five other positions we don't know about. And yeah, they're just talking about how Corlys is going to go get married or marry off one of his children to one of, what was it, like one of the Triarchs?
The Free Cities, yeah, to create an alliance. And they're worried that an alliance means bad news bears.
For everyone.
Yeah.
So they need to create their own alliance. Lucky Corlys has another kid.
Yeah. If only there's an easy way to fix this.
Solved her own problem. I will say that annoyed me too. I thought she should have been the one to be like, I've got the solution.
You're not wrong. Instead of him being like, this is what you're going to fucking do. Yeah. She should have been like, fine, I'll marry Laenor. Like,
it I feel like kind of she fun. Could have come up with that. Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. It'd be kind of fun if right before, like, what if she told Alicent, like, all right, you're right. I'll marry Laenor.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on my time. I want to fuck with my dad a little more. And then
I got a little of that like, Daemon shit.
I'm going to disown you and have you executed. Like, no.
Fine. I'll get married.
Yeah. Another bit of foil work is Allison literally trapped in her tower with a shitty ass baby screaming and her dead face just being like,
somebody take this fucking kid.
Yeah, it's not. And you see that and it's like she's looking out over the city and then doesn't it fade over to Renaria going back to her room? And
I believe so.
Yeah. Looking. She gives the a little look to Christian Cole and then she gets that little letter.
Wink. And then she gets in there and she's got a bag. So she starts unpacking this bag. I don't know if the bag was like there already, but she like just seems to, she acts like it wasn't.
I don't think it was. Yeah. She's so like, how the hell is this bag on me?
Yeah. Who put this here? So she empties the bag and it's dirty clothes or like normal page clothes.
It's poor people clothes.
A letter that has like some symbols and everything. So we find out that Damon has sent this letter and gives her the information on how to sneak out of the castle, which assumingly she hasn't done before now.
Right.
So this is her learning about the tunnels in the keep, which I bet will become relevant later.
Gotta be. Yeah, they, for those, obviously, this is where in Game of Thrones, how Tyrion was able to get into Tywin's house, apartments, and shoot him with a crossbow in the belly as he's duking, and then was able to abscond away. And then they're like, I have no fucking idea how to find him. And then in the book, at least, people go try to find Tyrion in those tunnels and get lost forever, and then they could just hear them screaming, but they couldn't find them. One of the very many horrible scenes that George R. R. Martin have put in my brain that I didn't know would have haunted me so.
And you can remember that, but you can't remember half of something else that you read. Don't you love it?
That's well, horrifying, though.
Yeah, but also, again, Princess and the Queen is kind of, it's boring.
It's written like a historical kind of.
Yeah. It's a good story. It's just boring. And yeah, like we said before, written by a quote unquote fake maester.
You know what's not boring, though?
What?
King's Landing at nighttime.
Yeah, Las Vegas King's Landing.
Popping off. And
yeah, Tortuga.
Damon is going to let Rhaenyra see what it's like to be a normal quote unquote person, just running around, see what life is like, see what the small folk do. And they go see a play about themselves.
That was awesome.
Which was really cool. I liked that scene a lot. There's a scene where, there's a part where she walks away and she's like, well, it doesn't matter what they think or anything anyway, because I'm going to be the queen or, yeah, ruler. And Damon's like, it matters more than you think. Like, you need to learn that it matters.
Yeah, I wonder if this is her kind of putting two and two together of what Kristen Cole said of like, they'll listen to you because they have no choice. Yeah. And so she's like, I remembered a thing I was taught in a previous episode. Now I shall say it in a way that isn't quite what he meant.
Yeah.
in this situation. But luckily Damon's there to be like, that's not a good idea.
And then she gets called boy.
She loved that.
Yeah, that was great.
Over the moon. That was really cute. I love that moment. Cause then I don't know. I just felt like she was thriving.
Yeah. I love whenever they do these very silly plays and show like what, like, and you know, Nika, you're talking about wanting to see more of the small folks. I'm glad that we got this bit. And, you know, I didn't really expect them to be so explicit. But again, I think this is a good idea. And shit like this would have happened, even though it's crazy dangerous to do it.
Yeah.
But I loved how much they were like, who's going to be the king? Is it this person, this person, this person?
Or this four-year-old
luckily,
boy.
Aegon has a cock.
Yep. It's like it's made out of rope or whatever. You just
pull. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And the humor is obviously very stupid and bad. Well, I guess it's funny because they do big fart stuff. And I think that's funny, personally.
Yeah. We're here for the fart, big fart.
Yeah, we see the old soothsayer lady like, do you want to know how you die? Like, you want to know your death? Maybe? Which I thought was awesome.
No. Yeah, big foreshadowing. Also creepy. Why did she have no eyes? It's like a weird skin mask. I didn't like that.
I wonder, like, the Viking...
I would have cried.
The Viking people, they're... Oh, what are they called?
The Greyjoys?
They're Vikings. They're soothsayer people. They're, like they didn't have eyes.
Seers,
yeah. It was like they didn't have eyes, but it's like it helped them to be able to see into the other world because they weren't like constrained by these sights or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, disabled people in this time have to kind of do what they can do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if people are like, oh wow,
no
this
eyes.
Is superstition. Let me give you a copper coin for that, baby.
She's probably like, hell yeah, I'll read your future all day.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're dying.
But we all agree, this version of King's Landing rocks. I don't know if I necessarily want to go there. I would probably die. Mm-hmm. But it seems like really fun, at least to do one time. And I'd try to not get stabbed to death. And we'll see.
I would go with Sith Lord Daemon.
Yeah. He was rocking that hood.
He was
so he really was. That like emo boy flip forward hair and that fucking dark hood. Mm, pin me against a wall, daddy.
And you know what?
He will do it.
He would.
He said that out loud.
You gotta be but a little related to him, but he would.
That's true. Luckily, the sex train keeps rolling, and we get Viserys in a bathtub as the nurse maesters, the house maids, like, brush his gross-ass wounds. My boy, looking bad.
Yeah. He is. He's wearing gloves all the time now. He doesn't want people to know he's got missing fingers.
Yeah.
He's just oozing.
He smells bad, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way you smell good.
He smells like shit.
Yeah, there's all sorts of unguents and tinctures they're giving him just to like not rot away. My poor man.
And his sweet, sweet wife, Allison, is like, no, you don't need to touch him. Let me touch my gross husband.
She is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she cleans him off. And he's
and she does that out of the kindness of her own heart. Because she could very easily be like, I'm going to go fuck off to my apartments. Yeah. Easily.
I'm going to take care of our babies that weigh 57 pounds.
She don't even have to do that. She's queen. She's like, I'm just going to go lay in bed and be depressed. Like, that's what I would have done.
We did say that we were surprised that she was holding this crying baby at all.
Yeah.
So that's a point in Allison's favor. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't think she did this for any other reason than to be nice. Yeah. And she could tell that they weren't doing a good job, and she cares for Viserys. Poor Allison, you are the cinnamon roll that doesn't deserve this world.
Yeah.
Too pure. She's so
sweet. Does she care about him? I don't know. She cares about him in a nice way.
Yeah.
She's a caring person.
Maybe she is. Just like a caretaker thing. She's like, you're old and I gotta take care of you.
Right. She's like, obviously when they have sex later, she doesn't love it, but she can't help herself in this moment to help out. Right?
I do wonder how much of it is like her helping him, because the longer he lives, the better theoretically her situation is.
She regretted that immediately, though. As soon as he sent that "Are you up?" text or whatever, she was like, "I should have never have done that." Because that was the moment when he was like, "Oh, she's so nice.
Yeah,
let's fuck." Yeah. My like a true sweet, man.
Wife has such a gentle touch.
In the bedroom, it was gross.
Yeah, poor guy. Poor guy. And then we get more of the very on the nose cut back and forth to Rhaenyra and Daemon's whole thing, you know, stealing a little food, pretending to be a little trickster, just having a great time all in all. Yeah. I love when she's during the plays like boo, hiss, slander. And I thought that was very silly and fun in a good way, I think.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
And then we stand up for your family.
Back and forth. To Allison getting the "Are you up?" text from a maid. And she knows already what it's about.
She's like, it's late. And the maid's like,
I'm tired.
Good luck. Bye. Meanwhile, Rhaenyra is just like running through and almost gets murdered by a gold cloak. But luckily, she knows who it is. Phew.
And he lets her go. Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's Sir Harwin.
Strong?
Yeah, I believe so.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting that he's a gold cloak.
She calls him Sir Harwin, so.
Yeah. Interesting.
I assume that is Sir Harwin. It's really hard to tell with that stupid
hat. Yeah, it's a dark scene and a big-ass hat.
Yeah. but I'm pretty sure. So he probably liked it, and we probably got that dumb Harwin face again, where he's like, yeah, she's bad. He likes a baddie. Yeah.
Turn up the screen contrast next time you watch it, and let us know what his face looks like.
Which Harwin, or which Strong, is it?
Then we did get the explicit sex scene between Viserys and Alicent, which I didn't love personally.
No.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I will say.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was.
It was the way in which it was shot. I do feel like it was shot in a way that was very exciting, in a way that you like kind of get caught up in those emotions, kind of like Rhaenyra is. Like, this is the first time she's in a situation like that. You're a teenager.
Oh, you're talking about the brothel.
Yeah, the brothel scene.
I was like, this the Viserys Allison scene.
It's kind of going, it's going back and forth. So you get like a little bit of the brothel, and she's looking around. She's like, whoa, people are fucking. And then it goes back to Viserys and Allison with Viserys on top of her and her completely disassociating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this very active engagement in sex, and then this completely total zone detachment.
Out. Yeah. How she deals with it.
Yeah. And then just showing how happy or how quote unquote caring or how much she, I don't know, puts other people first. She even like looks at him and gives him like,
yeah, he like great, tries honey. To like look at her face and she's like, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're doing great.
Yeah. Love it.
Can you hurry it up? I'm trying to.
You literally smell.
I can't touch you anywhere because you have holes and pus and shit like that. But I mean, yeah, down in Brothel Town where Damon takes her, which is a bad idea, he's just like, hey, man, look at people fucking because it feels good. Look at all these people like showing a female pleasure. And she's like, I don't know what that is. And like, well, look right there. It's wild. She's like, oh.
It's fucking crazy. Check it out.
That's fucking crazy.
I think that after the episode portion was really important for this episode. Did you watch it?
I did. It did reframe this scene.
It did for me as well.
Yeah.
So we had a female director, which I think was important in this episode. And I think everything was effective and well done. I'm sure there's still some people who don't love sex scenes in Game of Thrones, but this one felt it had a point, so I'm not
exactly upset yeah. About I mean, it you have anything. To you have to pay for HBO, so you got to get something out of it. Yeah. Am I right, everybody? Am I right?
But I think I thought it was well done.
Yeah,
and I think after listening to after the episode, I saw it a little differently.
Yeah, they essentially explicitly say that when Damon. And I didn't catch this. I didn't get a whiff of this.
No, from
the. It feels like they cut a scene out or a shot or a frame because they did not communicate this very clearly in the program. It's something one could assume, but it doesn't really feel like what the happened.
Assumption that people got. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyone can make 1,000 assumptions. Each assumption is more right than the next. But they explicitly say that Damon can't get it up. And he can't get it up because Rhaenyra is taking quote unquote control too. And he doesn't like that. He has to be in power. I'm really curious why that choice was made. I get why that choice is made because Damon needs to feel like a big boy because his brother doesn't love him. But it was definitely an interesting juxtaposition between the way they filmed it. Because to me, it just felt like Damon, for the first time in his life, was like, this is wrong.
So yeah, that's what I got out of it was he was doing it originally to piss his brother off. I don't think he ever intended, it didn't seem like he had intended to go all the way, especially in that moment. And what I got out of it was more, I'm going to piss my brother off. I took her to the brothel. I know people are going to talk, and this is going to really piss him off, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Viserys is probably right. It gets him the crown gets him the throne if he marries Rhaenyra. And he's probably like, this is how I'm going to get it without having to do anything specifically crazy. Yeah. I read it that he did it and like, they've always had like some kind of chemistry and I think they show it pretty well. But I read it as when she kind of gave back, he was like, oh, hold up. I've gone too far. I've corrupted her too much. Like he started to feel bad about what he was doing.
Right.
Is how I read it. I never once read it as like, oh, he can't get it up. He can't do it because of the power dynamic. I thought he felt bad because he knows he's in a higher level of power as far as like, right. Uncle and niece.
Yeah. Very, very interesting choice to completely quote unquote reframe a scene with the after on, which is I have only said nice things about it, but in the back of my mind I was like, I don't know, this feels kind of strange to have explicitly what they're going for in some of these scenes where like the three of us could have like a fun conversation, but then at the end it's like, yeah, but this is exactly what they said it is happening. But still, it's I thought that one was a little strange because they were so explicit with the term impotent and like
and they've only shown it once, right? And the one time was just he was sad boy, like that made sense to me. And in this scene, I didn't read it as like he can't ever get it up, it's a problem that he's had forever. Like I thought he fucked just fine.
Well, yeah, because they haven't really shown a scene of him fucking good. Is that right?
Not really, but it was to show, like, he's feeling inadequate. And I didn't read in this scene that he was feeling inadequate to his brother. I read it as he was feeling bad. And right. that, yeah, that's the proper... And then he went and fucked off and drank a bunch because he felt bad.
Right, right.
And I don't know. I'd have to watch that after that. I'd have to listen to the after episode again. I didn't listen to it twice. So I don't know if she says necessarily that it's a power thing.
I do remember her saying control. She talks it was about him losing control.
Like, he wasn't in control anymore. But I don't... Yeah, I don't know if that's... I don't know. I liked it better when I read it the way that I read it on screen.
Totally.
I was down with it.
Yeah, and I did kind of forget that the previous impotence, so to speak, in what, episode one? But just doesn't feel like it's connected other than
I agree.
It's sex.
Yeah.
So,
unless
whatever,
they're trying
it's
to
weird.
Show us that he literally can never fuck, I don't see
right.
the point.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
That's very strange. Very weird place we find ourselves in these days. I haven't listened to their quote-unquote official podcast.
I haven't either.
Because partially for these reasons. You know, there's an argument to be made that, like, because some people want to listen to podcasts like ours and have us do extra work. And, you know, it's like, here's what I saw, here's what I read on Reddit, things like that. I think there's a joy to that. I think that's fun as well. And I used to do that because I liked it. Now I do it less just because I don't want to cross-contaminate a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's does take away from any quote-unquote genuine reaction. And that we could come with. But luckily, this one was so black and white of, like, this is what we took it as. This is what they said. Very strange.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really feel like that is explicitly not what happened, right? Like, we're not saying that,
that
couldn't have happened
right.
in this scene.
Yeah. And it could also be what a director is told for reasons of not finding out later, you know, spoiling something. She's one director that worked on one episode so far. So who knows if they said, like, this is how we want it to read and that's how she took it or, you know.
I do like that editing. They show which episodes they direct underneath their names.
Yeah.
So I think she does this one, the next one, and then nine.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Which is pretty cool. But yeah, interesting scene. I was just like, whoa. I think we all very much had Anika scream a few times because we're like, what are they going to do with this? And I think, the way they ended it of him just fucking off was an interesting parentheses positive way to go about it because she literally has her pants down in an area where she doesn't know where she is. It's super fucking dangerous for her to get home. Yeah. So regardless of anything else, Damon still gets to be a douchebag for five different reasons, explicit and implicit in this scene, and it leads to some quite bad things.
Mm-hmm. I do think, like, despite that comment from the director, I think it was still nice to hear that she was thinking about, like, these different aspects of when she's showing sex. Like, it was nice for her to talk
Absolutely.
About how she's trying to, you know, she is a teenager. Oh, she's so 18, whatever. Teenagers like sex. They like sex. I don't know what to tell you. Like, she's like, you're framing hers in a positive light. Like, it's not just, oh, I'm seeing all of this for the first time and it's weird and awkward. It's still exciting for her.
Right. Yeah. Even though every painting in her house is
full of explicitly. Well, she's only seen it in paintings, and it's really different if you only look at cartoon porn and then see real people.
Yeah. As a children of the 90s. Yeah.
I know what it's like to be on
downloading
the internet
a JPEG.
With no, yeah. It's different.
Yeah, no, for sure. Then, like, whoa. Yeah, I can't imagine being a kid now.
And then I think, like, it was a good juxtaposition for Allison. Seeing Allison and how awkward and terrible it is for her to be in that position. So for everything else except for that one comment, I was like, cool, this is good. We got a female director with the sex episode and, like, they're trying to take care of it. And she even said it's really important to direct that scene a certain way because it's such a young actress. I appreciate that part of it for sure.
Yeah, no, it was I on the whole, everything the director said ruled. And that's probably more of a screenplay thing than a director thing. And several other characters mentioned the impotence. But she's basically like, I had to shoot the scene in a way that you know, I grew up watching sex scenes directed by men and from the male gaze, so to speak. So I had to like stop myself from doing the same thing and really think about it as like a female director. And I thought that was really cool. And, you know, it, not just a hashtag diversity thing, right? But like, one, it is, and that's good. And then two, to explicitly use a female director to show female pleasure to this character
who just
finds out about it, yeah. Right? And then tries to get some in conjunction to the way that Alicent doesn't.
I do think, too, it's interesting because, and no, not interesting, but the way that I like it, and maybe this is more in the way that she thought shot it for the female gaze, is just how much you get wrapped up in that moment with it. It's like, you kind of forget that it's her. You know it's her and her uncle.
You're allowed to say that it was kind of sexy.
It was kind of sexy.
It was, like, really sexy, actually. When he put, okay, so it gives big fan fiction vibes.
Yeah.
Like, writing sure. vibes, yes. Which is, like, what? Don't pretend like you don't like it, women, because I know you do. We love to read porn. So it yeah. just gave, like, that kind of feel with, yes. like, when he put that thumb on her mouth, I was like, I'm done. Yeah. Get me out. I can't handle this episode anymore. Like, yeah. it's just, it was crazy. And even later with Christian Cole, I still think it's still very Rhaenyra-centered.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which sure. I also have feelings on that. But.
Yeah, her taking his armor off. Oof. Are we there yet?
That was great.
We're almost there, because okay. she basically yeah. goes back after that. So he fucks off, and she returns to the castle, and the only she thing I followed. Think...
Well, yeah.
Well, kind followed. Of, yeah. The only thing that really happened in between that is Alicent is picking her nails again after they do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she's still a neurodivergent queen and very uncomfortable. Love her.
Yeah. And thank Christ Rhaenyra is able to get home fine. I have okay, a lot of questions. Okay, but
why'd she walk in the front door?
Yes. Good question.
I thought that was weird. I thought it was funny that she walked up to Christian Cole, but I'm like, you walked through the front door?
Yeah. How did yeah. no one see you?
And why wouldn't she just go back the way you came? That was a yeah, weird choice.
I think it was a gag.
I think it was just supposed to show Christian being like, what the fuck?
I do think that, like, given my personal brain, I know that if someone showed me once a way to go through the tunnels and it was dark, I would not remember. So you know, I would probably just go back through the front that door.
Super fair. Didn't consider that.
Yeah, they
that.
Cut out the scene where she's like, where the fuck do I go? Yeah. Wait, I have to do a big jump to get down? Fuck. Yeah. I can't get up by doing another big jump.
That's fair. Enough. And if you've ever snuck out of your house as a teenager, which I would never ever do, it is really hard when you come back and the door is locked and you have to go through the front door.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I got in
it's
trouble.
Easier to jump off the roof than it is to jump
on yeah getting the roof. Out the window is yeah. a lot easier than yeah. Having to knock on your door and wake your mom up at like 3 yeah. o'clock
and plus morning. You know she's a kid so yeah. she makes poor choices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so but yeah, that like, wasn't the best thing, but it was funny.
She got seen 50 times. Yeah. What's the worst thing yeah. that
and then everyone's like, were you out there fucking around? She's like, what?
How does everyone know?
Not I didn't me. Fuck my uncle.
Yeah, in bed all day.
Dude. So she gets back and she's like kind of in a weird mood. And so Kristen's like, what's up? She's like, come in. He's like, And you could tell he's like, I got my duty. I can't do this. I can't do this, Princess
Queen. I definitely, so I think like me and Nico were talking about it last night. And I do think there are two different ways this scene can be looked at. And I think that it's going to play out later. I think we're going to get a little bit more insight on it. Maybe the next episode, if not in a couple episodes, honestly. But yeah. I thought it was cute. I thought Rhaenyra taking the helmet was cute. She was acting like a, I mean, I was a teen girl once. and I like to play games and steal things from boys. Yeah. So
and bring them closer to my bed.
Yeah. I also oops. Like doing that.
Your helmet's under my dress. Come get it.
And he looks a little uncomfortable. Like, and I read it more as he's like, ooh, I don't know if I should do this or not. I have my duty. If I get caught, it's my fucking head.
Yeah.
I read it that way. Nika read it a little bit more.
I thought he had
non-consensual.
More, yeah, a little more hesitation, and that like it was on his part seeing like, well, this is part of my duty that I have to do, kind of like Alicent does, and just like the opposite way where it's like I'm not telling always. Her no. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a valid way to read it. I think there's enough scenes of her just kind of looking. They didn't do a lot of talking. They do a little bit of talking, but not a lot of talking. But there's enough scenes of her looking at him playfully as he's like, come on, man. So I kind of read it as like, please don't ask me because I'll say yes type thing.
Yeah, like if she, know. She, I agree that it can look a little dicey, especially in the beginning, because he's really looking at that door like, ugh, and... But I think, like, once she took off his armor and he passes through those screens to her bedroom, after that, I was like, nah, he's into it.
And the shoe scene was really cute. Yeah. You know, the way they're both taking their shoes off quickly.
Yeah, like, they're both, like, he's undressing himself at that point. So I didn't feel too bad about it, but I will not be surprised if it comes up in a different
view. And I don't think technically, even though we know in our brains that there's like a power dynamic, yada, 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 I don't think technically that is.
It's not the same as like we were discussing like with Cersei where people felt like they couldn't say no to her. Mm-hmm. Rhaenyra is definitely not that character that you can't say, I'm not doing this too. And especially in that moment, he could have easily been like, I'm going to go back to the door. Right. I don't think he fears her. To say no, I think he kind of wanted it, and I think he was really into it, and she was being real spicy, and he was like, oh, this is a new Rhaenyra, and I'm into it.
But almost to Nika's point, I'm kind of surprised they didn't have an extra... There's several scenes in here. I'm really surprised they didn't have an extra little line in here to kind of be
it
like...
It could have been cut out. We saw a lot of cutout scenes, like Allison... They filmed Allison's wedding, which... Thanks a fucking lot, HBO. She had a dress and everything. Her crown looks baller, and I didn't get the scenes. Apparently, there were extra scenes of Rhaenyra and her fighting in that episode. So there's scenes that are getting cut out, and I would like an extended cut. Thank you.
Thank you, please. I've seen very few of the extended episode cuts of original Game of Thrones, but the ones I've seen have been interesting, at least. I think going for some of the vague things is smarter, and I think that's probably... on the whole, a better call, and it will create "quote unquote" cooler moments where people are able to come, you know, legitimately from other sides and be like, "Yeah, you know, that makes sense."
And I almost think it's purposely, and I don't know. Maybe I'm making the smarter than it's supposed to be, but the books are written as a different perspectives of we heard X happened, we heard Y happened from blah blah blah. So they don't really know what the truth is; they only hear it from different sources. So it's kind of interesting to see things be ambiguous. The same with Daemon and Rhaenyra in the brothel. I was talking to Nika about it, and I was just like, it could very easily be like, oh, we're seeing it from her perspective. Maybe it was more spicy in her mind because she was hot and heavy.
Right, exactly.
And that's her perspective that we're seeing it from. And maybe in Daemon's, it was like, yeah, I made out with her a little bit, but she's like kind of young. And I was like, I can't do that.
I'll be 5% evil because I'm doing this to get power.
It could have easily just been that's her perspective. This is his perspective. And I think, I don't know, like I said, I could be making it smarter than it is, but it does make it reminds me of the book, the way the book is told, but in a more interesting way.
Absolutely. No, that's a good point. It's a good point. They do seem to be taking very careful and deliberate care. So I would not be surprised if you are correct with as smart as they're being on it. I think there are some times that when folks make a thing such as this, they kind of luck in to that middle road where it's like, oh, this works in both ways. That's why I often say, oh, they can have their cake and eat it too in some of these scenes because, you get to feel two emotions at once and have two opinions at once and understand that you're probably wrong, but you're probably right, yada, yada, yada. It's better in the long run, I think. But it leads to some of the most biggest acting of the series, and it ripped my heart into shreds because Rhaenyra fucked up. And you also know that, as she says, it's only such a big deal because she's a girl. And goddamn! But like everyone in the rest of this episode are saying, at worst, 80% truths.
Yeah.
Like, no one's really lying.
But it's not full. Hey, but she told a half lie. All right.
Yeah.
She didn't fuck Daemon.
She didn't. He didn't touch her dirty.
Yeah.
My muff rubbed against his pants. It's different.
He couldn't get it up, so he did not touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That works out that way.
That's the real tea. So, But then we get, but first we get Otto finding out, right?
Oh, that scene rocked.
It was cool. So we see the little kid running to the, I don't know why he's just running to the gates. I feel like they could have picked a better place to meet, but okay.
We paid for these gates. We're going to use the gates, goddammit. I
feel like you're seeing them twice this episode, at least. And he does a little pss, 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 and tells him some secrets and very Viserys little bird moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a great choice.
And then we find out the kid works for Mysaria.
Yeah.
Who's not with the White Worm? Yeah, who's not with Daemon anymore.
Yeah.
So she's found a new trade, and the trade is information.
Good for her.
She's a self-made woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when we see the next, you know, skipping a couple scenes where we see her explicitly and, you know, Daemon's passed out in her random bed. It's like, oh, hell yeah. Look at this girl. She's now the secret master of whispers of King's Landing. She's giving Otto Hightower like all the delicious gossip. And, you know, Otto specifically says at some point in the episode, yeah, she's never led me astray. And actually, she's been very helpful and good.
And I wonder, so we don't really know any other information that she's given, right? No. So unless she's the one that told him about what Daemon said about the king for a day,
which
she was there, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point. That being said, he screamed it to 1,000 people.
Super
but
true.
I love your lore. I that's what I'm going with right now.
Yeah. So she very easily could have been an informant for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe that was the first piece of information she shared, and that's how she got, you know, when she came back, she was like, I'm gonna do that. Because, I mean, she went to Dragonstone with him for a little bit. She could have been informing on him that whole time.
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering if she could have been.
And I would love it.
Yeah, she rocks. I hope we see more
of her. And she sounded a lot better this episode. Her up and down didn't sound as weird this time. Yeah, it was just really weird in that one scene. But she's great.
Well, she doesn't have anyone to talk to at Dragonstone,
that's
so her accent kicked off.
So now she's got all the people to talk to in King's Landing. So
exactly.
She's working on it, but I'm sure we'll see her again.
Yeah, we have to. Slightly more chronologically, we get a scene that kicked me right in the stomach of Alicent confronting Rhaenyra about all this shit. And I thought it was really interesting the way they went about the order of events here of like, here's who's talking to who now, here's who's talking to who now, and all that good stuff. Because we see Otto tell the king, hey man, I don't want to do this, but here's what's happening. And it's so good because Otto does know that this is juicy gossip and is so good for him, but he also knows it's
gonna
too
destroy good. Viserys, yeah. It destroys Daemon, and he's like, that's the reason I'm excited. But yeah, he's ready to tell somebody, but not Viserys.
Yeah. He's doing like A-tier face acting.
Very good.
Just like, goddamn. Yeah, he's such a good actor in the series so far, and these series of scenes are so good. And, you know, hey, maybe it was helpful for the story that Alicent just happened to be there.
Yeah, she was hiding behind the screen listening.
She loves to hide there.
I really kind of wish she would have popped out and, like, I don't know, made her dad deal with the fact that, hey, you put me in this position. It's one thing for her to be pregnant and have kids, right? But it's a whole other thing to see that your daughter had to sit there and fuck this dude. I don't know. I just kind of would have liked to see some. I also don't think he cares, but I wanted him to be faced with the realization that he's done this to his own damn daughter.
I mean, like you said before, and like they have explicitly said, like, this is the most normal thing on the planet. And even though we hate Otto for what he did, he made a good call. And if he didn't do it with Viserys, he would have done it to like that old Dondarrion guy, right?
He sucks and I hate it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're allowed to, you know, have our cake and eat it too.
Stop telling me
like,
truths.
He fucking sucks. But he also made like a sick ass move for his house. And also she would have probably had the exact same situation regardless.
Yeah.
At least now she's queen and gets to eat good ass food. Yeah. But that being said, she's now in the middle of shit and she can't just like, oh, how joyous would it be to deal with farmers acting up instead of all this bullshit of the court.
Now she's gonna have to deal with some real shit,
yeah,
which is worse.
It's absolutely worse. I agree with you.
But and I do think Viserys' acting here, too, I think is of note for so both of them. This is a really good scene for both. When he talks with his, like, bottom teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see him passionate, I will say.
To having emotions.
Yeah, this is what spurs him on, is when he's pissed, he can make a good choice. And I think it's interesting that Alicent is, like, probably the first person that gets him to make a good choice, not by extreme emotion, but like, good ness and logic. Oh, she doesn't deserve to be in the show. Take Allison magically alien style and let her somewhere just hang
better.
Out.
Put her in Lord of the Rings. She won't die there.
Here, you hang out here. Maybe. I watched the first episode of that.
I still have not.
It was very good.
It was beautiful. Like it? A little boring, but in a fun way.
Now, right?
Yes.
Look, I'll take boring. I'm good with boring. I love world building.
It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous world building, and I loved that it was slow.
Well, Christian Cole comes in, and he's like, hey. And she's like, hey, last night was great. And he's like, no, the queen wants you, idiot. And so then she's got to go out there.
That was so funny. It's like, my boyfriend's checking in on me.
She goes back out to the Bran tree so that he can tell us later in history what actually happened. Oh. And she's like, hey. You're fucked.
Yeah.
And Rhaenyra's like, hold up. I had a good time last night. I don't know what I'm getting yelled at for. Yeah. Which, yeah, I feel like you should kind of know at least a little bit. But she really played it off pretty well. That's me with my mom when I got caught in the lie, for sure.
What?
I was like, I was here all night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Admit to nothing.
It had big stepmom energy, which was like, where the fuck were you last night? And Rhaenyra's like, I was like in bed all night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, how the fuck you're
with like bags under her eyes. And like, she still doesn't brush her teeth and it smells like alcohol. Yeah.
I saw you puke in the planter.
We all watched you come through the front door.
You literally had to knock on the door. I'm like,
fuck. You still have puke in your hair. Shut up. You're not my mom.
Yeah, you're not even my real mom. So
Allison is great here. And Rhaenyra is great here too. But Allison is both great acting and a character. Yes. And her just being like, did you do it?
You can't do that.
And after all the 10,000 scenes we've had of like, you're doing this, what the fuck? And she's like, how dare you accuse me of that, Alicent? And then she's just like, you Targaryens got some queer ass customs. Yeah. It's not that weird for you to fuck your uncle, to be honest with you.
And she's like, we could be queer together.
You can have queer customs.
No. Why not gay now together? But yeah, she's like, I don't know, you guys do weird fucking shit. And honestly, she's like, I don't get Daemon at all. He's an asshole. So what's up?
Yeah. But like, Rhaenyra's like, he didn't touch me, which that is legally a lie. But what she means is, I didn't.
No, it's not.
Hey, I'm not.
Because you know what the touch meant. Yeah.
That is true.
She said, Uncle never bad touch yet. He left. So boom. I swear on my mother's life, which was a big swear. And it gave me a little yikes.
Did he see my vagina?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You didn't specify. And she's like, and technically, I'm just going to not mention Christian Cole. And I bet Christian Cole right now is in that hallway like,
sweating.
Oh, fucking God. Like, I'm going to get so fucking murdered. Was it worth it? Maybe.
And you could tell for a second when Alicent confronts her, Rhaenyra's like, what thing are you mad at?
Yeah. She's like trying to figure out, what did
good
I do?
Good fucking move. Never, ever start spilling that. As soon as someone says, what were you doing last night? I'd be like, what do you mean?
That includes cops. If they say, do you know why I pulled you over? No, you do not.
Rhaenyra needed a lawyer.
She did.
I advise
Robert Strong,
too.
Get out here.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. It's not Robert Strong. That's the character.
Where's Khal Drogo, attorney at law?
Yeah, this scene rocks. It ripped my heart out. I wish it didn't happen.
It was very well acted, too. Yeah. Like, I feel like Rhaenyra had a really good, like, I mean, because we know she's lying a little bit, right?
It's like
a half lie. It's all right.
Yeah, legally.
It's okay. It would
be sick if she was like, all right, I did fuck Kristen, though. Is that bad? So bad. What are you doing?
I feel like a little bit Allison would have been like, dude, you fucked the hottest Kingsguard? Yeah. The hottest one?
High five.
Yeah. And you got to fuck someone cute? I got to fuck your dad every night. It's gross. And she's like, and you got to have good sex? I feel like they would spill the tea a little bit.
Yeah. I was sad at the the fact they can't have a little joy here.
This could like have a little been a kiki cool, about it.
Yeah, it could have been a cool moment where she's like, no, like, this happened and all of that. It's like, but then this happened and stuff. Yeah. But they're just not there anymore.
The I'm just happy her first busted. Time was with somebody hot, even... And even if was, something bad happens later.
Yeah, and
I feel good for
great.
Her for that. Not for Allison.
Sorry, the realm. Your girl had to get it.
I mean, we support women's rights and women's wrongs, yeah. So it's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and I do want to, that's a good point. I do want to say I'm delighting in Rhaenyra's bad choices and also delighting in her being a human. I'm not critiquing the actor or really her per se, right? Yeah. I'm critiquing her parents.
She's being she's being a bad heir to the throne.
Yeah.
And being a good teenager doing what she wants. So she's a very good, I feel like it's a good representation of a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. In the impulsiveness.
Yeah, you know. It's great.
Live for today, not tomorrow.
Yeah, get the dick that you want.
Get the dick you deserve.
That's what she's going to run on. Those are going to be her words. I know you don't vote for her, but...
Dick is abundant and of low value.
I would love to see, because the small folk love to make plays about everything. Can't wait to see the one where they make fun of her for fucking her uncle, because that's going to happen 110%.
Yeah.
Whether she did or not, they've decided.
Yeah, we're conflicted to see it. As we mentioned before, Daemon wakes up in that weird house. We meet our good friend again, and I dug the whole scene. It's like, all right, yeah, still have to pay for the room. And Matt Smith does a really good drunk hangover guy.
Oh, man.
I think he kind of rocks.
Loved it. I love that he just stays on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And then Viserys is like, have Daemon immediately pulled into my room.
Again,
into
the gate. Felt like we could have slowly pulled him in instead of yoinking him in, and so
we rented this gate for the day. We're gonna use it, god damn it. It was so expensive. He gets like bodily dragged and he drops one quick, get your hands off me, and they're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, he wasn't gonna fight back anyways.
Yeah, and so he's dragged all the way to the court, the crown throne room, I guess.
It's I mean, I know this feeling well. Once you're over 30, this is what hangovers are like. So I'm going to guess that Damon's at least over 30.
There you go.
And he acts like he doesn't know what's going on. He's too drunk anyway.
Yeah, because he does the same thing Rhaenyra does, but better. Mm-hmm. Where Viserys is like, do you deny it? And he's like, I have to know what I need to deny first before I can deny it.
It's like, yeah, I totally snuck her out of the castle. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. His story was good. Yeah. You can tell that he's trained at this shit. But
he's
also
good at being an asshole, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead of admit to anything or even, I don't know, have a moment of discussion of the morality of the whole thing, he pivots so quickly to, well, here's what we could do. It doesn't matter what happened. It matters what people hear. A way you can solve this is to marry her to me.
I feel like Viserys actually in this scene was smarter than he's been the whole series.
Sure. He's mad, so his brain works.
That's true. Yeah. It only works when he's angry. He correctly is like, you just wanted to piss me off. Like, I knew this is just a way to get back at me. I knew it. I knew you
right
weren't going to be
a
good brother.
Yeah, I gave you a hug.
And to be fair, Daemon really had no reason to be a dick this time.
No. But I think it was, this is the, oh, you're going to offer me help for the battle, well, fuck you. I don't need your help. I'm going to come back
to
it. It seems like an overreaction, Daemon, but okay.
I mean, that's Daemon's character.
That is Daemon's character,
well,
yeah.
And for Daemon, Viserys, if you look at it from Daemon's point of view, Viserys has been there to ruin every plan, to block any ambition he had, even in things where he's like, I'm going to go over and I'm going to fight with Corlys and we're going to take care of this and all of that. And he, whenever he got the help, then he's like, we're not, I don't need you.
Right. But one good thing about that is that, like, Viserys only offered to help him with the war right when they're about to lose, not earlier.
Yeah.
So he knows what sort of gifts Viserys gives. And it's not, I mean, as we've said, Viserys is not blameless. He's just not making insane choices. He makes no choices, or he makes middle road choices that don't really help anyone. This scene's great, especially as Daemon just continually lays on the ground like
I love it. He's like, I guess he does say something I don't want to say hot. He's like, I'll take her, I don't care what's happened. I'm like,
oh,
non-judgmental. Fan fiction later. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. He sucks.
It's
he
rocks. Fucked. but unfortunately, he's just a cool little bad boy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
We love it.
He's perfect in that way.
Yeah. He's a good character. He yes. knows what he's about and he sticks right to those guns.
Absolutely. I'm so curious to see what the broad internet feels about him.
People like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not in a good way. You know, no one's like, he's a super good guy. And I love that. No, they love that. Everyone's always like, he's done nothing wrong ever. Or every time he does something wrong, they're like, I don't see it. Where is it? It's fine. So people, I think, like him so far. He's a really well done. Honestly, he's probably the best character in the show, like, because of how they've done it so far. And it could have gone really poorly, to be honest with you.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Matt Smith, congratulations. You earn a thumbs up from me.
It happened. I mean, you would still prefer someone else or you're good?
I don't know. I this version I'm fine with, so I don't want to test
fate. What they're doing is working for sure with Matt Smith. And I won't pretend like I had reservations either, but I'm here for it. And he looks great doing it, so I'm okay with it. I like that messy hair.
So hot this episode.
Yeah. He did a lot.
I want the dragon hat though. I want him to wear the stupid dragon helmet and then take it off and then shake his head and it's all like
all messy. Yeah.
And he like messes it up and kinda like curls it.
Bring back the dragon helmet. I love it.
We do get a scene with Alicent talking to Viserys where she is still taking Rhaenyra aside. Yet again, Alicent, MVP, parentheses, good, nice character. The opposite of Daemon in every single way.
Absolutely. I will say every time we see Alicent since she's been married, this is just a side note, but she's been wearing Targaryen colors. She's been in the red, the gold, the black.
She looks great.
She looks really great. Her outfits are great. She looks like she has money now. But I think
she gets two dresses.
I think something we'll probably see later is when there is a shift in her feelings with Rhaenyra and the Targaryen family in general, I assume. We'll see more high tower colors. So I think they're on purpose telling that story with the clothing as well.
Yep. It's like an easy, good way to kind of subtly say something with the passage of time and things of that nature.
Love it.
But Viserys is like freaking out because he basically understands what just happened, that he got played over the course of who knows how many years. How long has Otto been pushing this? He has no idea. And he's just losing his mind.
Does he not think about that until, like, I don't know. Rhaenyra comes in and she's like, cool Lego set. It's the first time she's seen it. And then she's like, yeah, I'll marry Lenore. Whatever. But you gotta get rid of Otto. Good move. Mm-hmm. And she kind of brings up that he's been fulfilling his own self-interest. And Viserys isn't wrong. Everyone's gonna do that. But he really listens. I don't know if I feel like he didn't have that thought on his own. I feel like that was purely Rhaenyra being like, you're dumbass.
Yeah.
And he finally listened.
I think that's why we get the next scene is because he gives Rhaenyra another chance. Because again, as much shit as we talk about Viserys, he is on Rhaenyra's side. Mm-hmm. And when he basically is yet again being like, bro, I told you about that prophecy and the zombies that are going to come.
Oh, that's right. The later. Dagger.
Yeah, so we get the scene where he does a Lord of the Rings on the dagger, and he's like, see this? Secret and then she says, message. The prince that was promised, ice and fire, we're screaming at the TV, we're hooting, we're hollering, we love it.
She makes no note of it being genderless, right? Because wasn't that the thing with Daenerys, was like, it could be girl or boy, it's not.
Right, the Valyrian is, it could be regardless,
So I don't know if she's taking it as herself, or if she really gives a shit about that prophecy, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that, bro, you're going out there fucking when this is, I told you how important this is.
Yeah.
How dare you? You've let me down and I'm pissed at you. I told you
the secret.
Fuck. Yeah.
Did he tell her the prince was promised one or did he just tell her the...
He told her the vague prophecy. I don't believe he used the term the prince that was promised.
So then on the dagger. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like, remember when I said that? Here's the proof. It's etched into the dagger.
It's revealed with fire.
Yeah. You've seen Lord of the Rings. You love it. but this is where he's like, I don't give a fuck anymore. You're marrying Lenore.
Yeah. Would have liked it to be her idea, but...
She forfeited that right. And I agree with you, but she made a mistake.
Yeah.
At least it's a good pick. Out of everyone that they've shown.
Oh, finally.
It's the most age-appropriate person.
Someone age-appropriate and makes sense for the realm. Almost like we could have come up with that one a while ago.
But Andy has a dragon. That's kind of cool.
Last time we saw him, he was pretty cute.
Yeah.
So who knows what he's looking like 6 months to a year later.
Yeah. Then we get the unfortunate maybe choice of Viserys dismissing Otto.
This was cool.
Another brilliant acting scene between the two actors here. Of, again, no one's really lying per se, because Otto just kind of gooses things, right? I'm going to goose you a little bit this way to marry my daughter. I'm going to make a good call in order to make me the all-out greatest winner, but I'm not necessarily going to make it a horrible situation for other people. And Viserys is not thinking clearly here, but he's also not saying any lies. I think it was like a really well-written scene.
It was super cool. And the way Viserys just starts talking when he comes in, Otto comes in like, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh no, I've miscalculated very poorly. Yeah. Like he very immediately was like, I fumbled this very badly.
But like, what was he supposed to do? Like, he absolutely had to tell Viserys.
He has to tell him. Viserys is just pissed that he's like following him around. But like, kind of, don't you kind of want someone to maybe tell you those things before you find out, like, later on down the road? I mean, he's not. Because
he would have got blamed for, like, why'd you not find this out yet?
Yeah, you should have fucking known. Yeah. I mean, they're both right.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Everything Viserys is saying is true, but Otto is not done by his own overreach.
Yeah.
He's done by just something that happens. And I think that's pretty rad, because it's just like this unavoidable train going towards the Dance of Dragons. And I hope everyone is okay by this. But I mean, this feels like the most explicit, like, all right, baby, here's where we're going. Here's how the season's going to go. Yeah. Here's how the miniseries is going to go. Good luck.
Yeah, it's about to get real.
Yeah.
I liked that Viserys kind of insinuated that it was a little weird that his dad died. So quickly after taking, because we don't see anything really from Otto's perspective. Mm-hmm. We see it from like Allison and Otto talking. We see it from him talking to other people other than that scene in the gates. It's usually him with someone else.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't know if that was his plan, really. We've only seen him be kind of nefarious one-on-one with Allison and not explicitly.
Yes, very true.
So
yeah, even though Viserys basically says, I don't know if you did this, but I did notice how good that was for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the L here regardless. And I love that Viserys is like, the realm could never pay you back for what you've done, but I can no longer trust you. Yeah. So he takes the hand pin off of him, is like, goodbye.
Oh, that one hurt Otto. He was like, God damn it, my brother's gonna be pissed.
Yeah.
And
I'm really curious how this is gonna affect Alicent and Aegon and whatever the other
I feel like for Alicent, it sucks.
Yeah.
We know Otto sucks and we know he's a sucky dad, but it is like the one person she had here. Especially if her and Rhaenyra don't get on past this episode. She's alone. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like Rhaenyra's
hanging out in her room, reading books, and the maester comes in and is like, I made this tea special for you, because if I don't make it right, it could kill you. But if I don't make it right, it won't kill the baby.
Yeah. And she just kind of looks at it. We don't know if she took it or not.
Yeah. Does she gulp down?
She probably should, because.
Yeah. Right. I hope she does.
We don't know.
No one pulled out back then.
Oh, Christian Cole was like, this is my one chance, and I'm not about to miss my chance at all.
I believe Lancel explicitly said that when he was fucking Cersei, he busted on her belly, which I thought was funny.
Probably should have.
Right.
Yeah. I think even Cersei was like, I tried to finish Robert with my hands as much as possible.
Yeah, because he's drunk.
Because he's so drunk, you can't tell.
Easy.
But that's the end of the episode. I think the next episode is going to be quite intense, and I wish these people would stop doing this whole Game of Thrones. Just cool it.
Just win the game.
Just win
cool it.
It.
Don't play, is my opinion.
Don't play.
Yeah, Otto being let go of hand is probably the best outcome for a hand in a pretty long time. So I kind of feel like he should have just took that L
Take
and went
win.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the next hand?
I don't know. I should know, but I don't.
Is it strong? Maybe
I hope it's. I hope it's Jason.
He's good. I don't want it to be Jason. God damn it.
It could be Corliss. Like, actually, I don't want to speculate in case there's a latent memory buried deep in my brain. I have no idea. I know they do something cool. I know that. I know one thing that happens, and it's sick-ish. But that's why I don't know why there's not a Master of Whispers. But that's neither here nor there. I'll explain it when it happens. If it happens.
We don't know.
Might happen next episode. Might happen episode 7. I don't know. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to Cast of Thrones. We're here for you every single week. Every single week that there's a Game of Thrones or big enough Game of Thrones news. Eventually, we're going to have 5 different Game of Thrones series. And who knows what that's going to be like.
I don't. Did you see what they're doing?
No. I heard they're going to do a spinoff of Corliss, but when I went to go look that up, I saw zero proof. I don't know when I saw that.
So there's like supposedly a Jon Snow show.
I heard that, yeah.
I don't have good feelings.
Because he said none of these are going to be after Game of Thrones, but the Jon Snow show is, and I'm mad about it.
And I don't know.
Am I mad about it?
Maybe they'll retcon it and it'll be way better. I don't know.
I want Kit Harington to get work. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. And then there's supposed to be like an animated series, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, I would take a retcon of an animated season of like the last season of Game of Thrones, just so you know, HBO. I'm totally okay with that. Just get him to do the voice work. Make it look like Castlevania on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
A buddy was telling me that there's a podcast that basically redoes season 8 of Game of Thrones. And like they hire voice actors and things like that. I don't know what it's called, but it sounds fun. I don't think I would ever ingest it due to feelings, but I bet people out there, sorry, I don't have the name of it, but someone's just talked to me about it. I'm sure if you Google something about along those lines, you'll figure it out. Maybe. Nika,
yes.
What plugs do you have?
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can find me Tuesday streaming with Wonderful Greetings Adventures along with Tim here over on Twitch or on Twitter at D&D Podcast. I'm also Sundays at Cthulhu and Friends, and that's at CAF Podcast.
Hell yeah. Felicia, how about yourself?
You can find me at Dagger Tribal on Twitter and Instagram, and you can also hear me and some other lovely people playing D&D on Taverns and Caverns.
Part of the key.
Hell yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. That's where you can find links to my podcast about Naruto, my advice podcast called Dear Internet, my freaking Left Behind podcast called Tribulation Farce. It's a great time. I also am most likely going to do another season of Bounty Buddies for the new Andor show coming up. Don't we love that, folks?
Yeah.
We do. So there's a little link tree on my Twitter. We can click on that and yada, yada, yada. Oh, God. Next week, I'm going to be out of town. So our episode's going to be a little bit later. Wow. I meant to tell you two that.
We're just now learning.
Wow. Just now learning.
We're learning
live
together.
React. Well, if this episode comes out later or next week's episode comes out later, that is why. I apologize. But until next week, keep riding that dragon.